B'tachon for life, Shir 1406, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shmois. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Parnosa, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them Parnosa B'Revach, Lo'irich Yom Tevim. We are explaining what the Chavis Avava says, to be able to internalize the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned that every single thing that we have is pre-planned from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It might have gone through different stages and different steps, but it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as acknowledged in the bracha that we make. We acknowledge that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave this item to me through various avenues, but he gave it to me. And there's a very powerful story I heard on Hanukkah. I didn't hear it directly from the person that heard it, from the individual. So it could be the details are a little bit off. But the concept of the story is very profound. There was an individual that was in Tennessee for treatments for a child, Rachmana Litzlan. And the child was in the hospital. And as Hanukkah came closer, he realized that he's not going to be able to light menorah. And he went to the people in charge, the head nurse, the head person in the hospital, and they all told him, you can't light menorah in the hospital. It's not negeah. There's no lighting fires in the hospital. Finally, after trying and trying, he got an idea. He's going to buy himself this glass box that they use in Eretz Yisrael, and he'll put the menorah right outside the front door of the hospital. He asked them if it's okay. They said, bring us the box and we'll see. So he goes around Lowe's, Home Depot, he's traveling, and he doesn't find the box. He can't find a glass box to put his menorah in. It's Erev Chanukah, and he goes to Davin Mincha and the young Israel over there. And he walks in, and lo and behold, on the bima, there's this glass box. Exactly what he needs. After davening, he sees an old man taking the box off the bima and walking outside with it. He goes over to the man and he says, is that your box? The man says, you want it? Take it. He gave it to him and the man left and this individual went back to the hospital. He brought it to the head nurse or the head individual of the hospital over there and he told him, okay. And he was able to light Chanukah Licht in that box by the door of the hospital. The next day he went back for Mincha in the same young Israel and he went over to the older person and he asked him, what's this box? Why do you have it? Why was it on the bima? What's the story behind it? And he said, I'll tell you the truth. This box has been sitting in my garage for years and years. And every few months, my wife says, okay, we have to get rid of this box. And I say, maybe one day we'll need it. And we go back and forth and back and forth. And finally, she said, I'm cleaning out the garage. You have to get rid of this box. So he said, I'll take it to Shul. I'll put on the bima. If somebody wants it, they'll take it. And if not, I'll throw it in the garbage can on my way out of shul. And that's what happened, he said. He put it on the bima. No one came over to him. And as he's walking out of shul, you ran over and you wanted to take the box. He handed it to you. In about 30 seconds, he would have thrown it out. And that was the story. That's how this yid was able to light Chanukah Licht. Now let's think about this. This box has been sitting in this person's garage for years. Why? Because there's going to come along one time an Erlich HaYid who really wants to light Chanukah Licht. And he's going to be looking for a box and he's not going to be able to find one. And therefore the Rebbeinu Shel Olam planted this box in this person's garage years ago. And the one day that he brought it into Shul, this individual was there. He saw the box, he took it, and he was able to light Chanukah Licht. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had pre-planned this box for this individual years and years ago. Why? Because a Yid wants to light Chanukah Licht. This happened before the child got sick. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had already pre-planted this box in this person's garage, and he's going to hold it until this person needs it. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Yes, you have an apple in your hand, and it went through so many different situations before it came into your hand. But they are all manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever gift you have, the Rabbeinu Shlalom is giving you. He might use a shliach, he might use a tool, but he's giving it to you. That's how we have to view the gifts that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll Be'ezer Hashem continue.